It's fascinating that the people in the parable were not condemned for what they did, but for what they didn't do. And what was it they didn't do? Let's look at Matthew 25, starting in verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." So of course they ask the logical follow-up question. "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Which is pretty serious, isn't it? Very evidently, God wants us to think about, to care about, and to do something about those who are less fortunate. What might hinder people from doing some of this is that today, most everyone has some sort of income. If it's not a good-paying job, then at least there's some kind of welfare for the vast majority. The government has assumed much of the work that the church once did, or that individuals did. Maybe that's why it's so much easier to overlook people in need. But Jesus also mentioned those who are sick, those who are in prison. There's still plenty of those around. It's apparent God wants us to minister to people in need. Pray for an opportunity to do that. Think about it. And imagine how the gospel will advance if struggling people or a struggling person saw Jesus in you. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.